In the 19th century, it took sealers 10 years to kill all the fur seals on Macquarie Island, which lies halfway between Australia and Antarctica. Almost 200 years later, the seals still have a long way to go. The rate at which the fur seals have returned has been so slow that scientists say some of the seals have been forced to interbreed. Felicity Ogilby reports from Hobart.
This is the sound of a seal pup calling to its mother on Macquarie Island. It was recorded by scientists who are studying the recovery of the seals. The fur seals have large black eyes, long whiskers and thick brown fur. It's that thick fur that made them attractive to sealers, as Professor Simon Goldsworthy explains.
Macquarie Island was discovered in July 1810, so almost 200 years ago. It was discovered by sealers who were looking for new sealing grounds in the Southern Ocean. And it was on for young and old, I guess. So basically, within about a decade, the entire fur seal population was eliminated. And based on cargo records, which are likely to be underestimates of the total number of animals killed, they took at least 200,000 seals in that period.
Fur seals on Macquarie Island are now protected by the island's World Heritage status. But compared to numbers that lived on the island before sealers arrived, there's not many animals to protect. Professor Goldsworthy says about 400 seals are breeding on the island. He says the recovery of the fur seals has been slow because Macquarie Island is remote. It's halfway between Tasmania and Antarctica and is 5,000 kilometres away from the closest seal breeding colony. Adding to the complexity of the recovery is the fact that three different species of fur seals live on Macquarie Island.
Two species predominantly breed there, the Antarctic and subantarctic fur seal. And the third species, the New Zealand fur seal, typically uses the island as a haul out over the summer months. And over that period of time, there could be 2,000 to 3,000 individuals around the island at any given time. But the overall breeding population is still very small, probably around 400 animals.
Some of the pups being born on the island are hybrids because the three different species are interbreeding. Dr. Melanie Lancaster from the University of Adelaide has been studying the hybrids.
We think initially that because there was a bit of a rarity of same species mates for the seals down there, that they were sort of left with very little choice but to mate with members of a different species. We think that's how the hybridisation started down there during early in the recolonisation process. One of the big questions that I looked at as part of my PhD thesis was how fit are these hybrids compared to pure species individuals.
And what did you find?
We found some interesting results, actually. I focused mostly on adult males because the mating system is such that adult males hold territories that contain basically a harem of adult females, and they'll mate with the females, so they'll mate with multiple females in a breeding season. And we found that hybrid males seem equally able to gain territories, but a lot of the females, or a proportion of females that were in territories of these hybrid males, actually managed to slip out of the territories and mate with members of their own species.
Because it's early days in terms of the recolonisation, the scientists predict the interbreeding on Macquarie Island will eventually stop. But the scientists say it will take up to another 50 years before the fur seal population recovers to the size it was before sealers wiped them out.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.